credit. I will take care of the money situation. Just keep typing, working as you have been doing, for you will be mailing, distributing the prophecies to the places I tell you. I will give you those instructions at the proper time for the process of getting them in paper form complete when you have really done everything that I've asked you to do. You will be getting many, many, many messages from me on different particular areas of life that I find offensive. But remember, your God is always with you. The Son and the Holy Spirit, Jehovah, creator of everything, everything that is, and everything that will be. The first and the last word, I have sensed your spirit changing this last few weeks. You're getting stronger. You're getting to understand more of the future. And you're really starting to believe it in your heart. Because I read the heart, Ray. I know it's been very hard for you, wondering if they're right or they're wrong, whether you might mislead somebody, and you don't want to. And you feel uncomfortable because you don't understand what you're writing. But remember, the writing is me, Jehovah, Yahweh, the I am, not you. If I wanted you to know everything, I would tell you everything. But at this point in time, there are only certain things that I want you to know, and certain things that I don't want you to know, I tell you in tongues that you can't understand. But your spirit knows, your spirit grows, for your flesh is your enemy, and it's to your benefit that your flesh does not know certain things. But I talk to your spirit, and your spirit gives you that spark of life and points you in the right direction with a discernment that you receive from the Holy Spirit that will guide you and direct you in the direction that I want to send you. So be strong. Try to be brave. Words are so easy to say, so difficult to do. For I look at your heart, and I know that you're a very determined man. Once you believe, you stand on that rock, my son, and nothing will budge you. So that's why I've been trying to convince you slowly that you are talking to Jehovah, the God, the creator of heaven and earth, of all that is and will be, because I know your strengths and I know your weaknesses, and I'm stripping you down to nothing and building you up. Painful process sometimes, but I need you. The war is raging on, and we have to get on with what we have to do. Don't worry. Jehovah is in charge, and I've never been late, and I never will be. So try not to worry. Keep praying to me. I will answer, and you will. And answer, like I said earlier, everything I promised you will come true, for I do not promise without delivering. Remember that, Ray. So roll up your sleeves. Get on that computer. We have to turn this world in the direction of heaven, for the end of this world is at hand, and we have to gather the sheep. You let me do the work, and you just obey. Sounds like a very simple word, Ray, but I know you can do it, or I wouldn't have asked you. I know there are times that you look back not too long in your distant past on how you were and how you are now. Don't worry about the friends you lost, for they weren't friends to begin with. Keep your eyes on Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your King, and me, Jehovah. The Holy Spirit will give you the power and the gifts that will flow through you. I know there will be a day that you will have to use them in self-defense, but nothing in the universe need everything, and you're in my hands. So don't worry about these people with their little bitterness, their little games, their little roles who try to control and dominate, makes them feel like they're gods. You pull your strength from the Trinity. I am the Godhead. I am the I am the I am. Remember that. They mess with you, they're messing with me. That simple, that straight. For I have allowed a set allowed time to gather the sheep, for my son is preparing the things that he has to do to gather the flock. So sleep well till we speak again. I love you. I'll take care of you, and I'll protect you. Remember that little word, trust. That's a joke, Ray, because it's a big word. A man who trusts in his God through the power of the Holy Spirit is invincible. If you could only see all the heavenly angels that are there at your beck and call through prayer, because I answer prayers. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, my son, the commander, will direct the angels at his disposal. No way. Don't worry about what you don't see or can't see, for we are very real. And when Christ comes on the cloud, he will realize what I've been telling you for years now. To you, it's a long time. To me, barely enough time to mention peace.